So this is the second part. So let's start looking at the first point. Showing the problem of sin and its consequences.
نشون بدیم مشکل گناه چیه و مشکل
When people do not understand that there is a problem.
اگه کسی نفهمه مشکل
وجود داره. That they are in need of saving.
و احتیاج به نجات داره.
They're not gonna look for the one who can save them.
دنبال اون کسی که منجیش باشه نمیگردن.
And when we go out there.
اگر میریم بیرون
we're literally warning people for the wrath to come.
داریم در مورد اون خشم خداوند صحبت میکنیم که احتیاج به نجات دهنده و منجی داره.
Yeah, so we start out explaining
that
they have sinned against God.
که گناهی که کردن ضد خدا بوده و اینجا مشکلی ایجاد شده.
We use this verse from Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, when we share this, most people, almost all people, will agree with this. Yeah, and any honest person, they will admit they have sinned.
اعتراف میکنه که بالاخره گناه کرده.
And if a struggle, we can go to some other verses.
اگر مشکل داشت میتونیم آیه های دیگر رو بخونیم.
Yeah, Romans 3:10, Exodus 20.
خروج 20.
Matthew
21. متی 21.
Matthew, it's Matthew 5:21, I believe.
Matthew 5:21, 28. آیه‌ای که نشون بده که گناه چقدر.
I could make a list of 50 verses that make this point.
میتونم 50 تا آیه بهتون بدم که نشون میده ما گناهکاریم.
If somebody is not believing,
اگه کسی ایمان نداشته باشه که گناه کرده.
Two or three clear scriptures that you show them.
بعد از دو یا سه تا آیه قبول نکنه گناهکاره.
That person is simply not interested in the truth.
دیگه اون اهمیت نداره براش حقیقت.
Yeah, they have a hardened heart.
قلب سنگ داره.
And there's actually not really a point to continue.
دیگه ادامه دادنش مهم نیست.
They're prideful. They
غرور داره و اون غرور باعث نجاتش.
For example, they think they're good. They don't think that.
فکر میکنه آدم خوبیه. فکر میکنه گناه داره. این غرور و مغروریه.
The Bible says God resists the proud.
خداوند متنفر از مغرور.
So what's the point of continuing then?
برای چی ادامه بدیم؟ وقتتون هدر ندید.
Just end the conversation in a friendly way.
با راحتی مصاحبتتون رو تموم کنید. وقتتون تموم کنید. هدر ندیم.
Again, leave him with one verse.
با یه آیه فقط تونستین ترکش کنید.
And John 3:16 is an excellent verse for that. یعنی 16
آیه ای که میتونید همیشه حفظ باشین و
Yeah, but most people will not. Yeah, of course, we've sinned.
خیلی
yeah.
کم پیش میاد که یه نفر بگه من اصلا گناه نکردم.
So then the next thing you need to make sure that you understand that there's consequences to sin.
باید بفهمد که گناه ما باعث اتفاق میشه.
Yeah, Romans 6:23 is an excellent verse to show you that. Showing them that.
رومیان 6:23.
It says, "For the wages of sin is death."
6:23.
زیرا همه گناه کردند و از جلال خدا کوتاه آمدند.
Yeah, and to make sure that they. 6:23 Romans
6:23
زیرا که مزد گناه مرگ است اما نعمت خدا حیات جاودانی در خداوند ما عیسی مسیح
Yeah, so we've earned something with our sin.
با گناهمون چیزی رو به دست آوردیم.
And to make sure that people understand what it means that we've earned death with our sin.
که بتونیم مرگ رو با گناهمون به دست آوردیم.
We take him to the book of Revelation.
اگه بخوام نشون بدیم مرگ چیه میتونیم بریم کتاب مکاشفه.
And often we go to Revelation 20, 14 and 15.
مکاشفه 24
and Revelation 21:8.
مکاشفه
21:8. Read Revelation 21:8.
مکاشفه 21:8 بخون.
You can read them both. Read 14 and 15. 20, 14, 15 as well.
Can you say it slower so I can remember the numbers?
Revelation 20, 14 and 15. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
و مرگ و جهنم به دریاچه آتش انداخته شد. این مرگ دوم است. و هر که در دفتر حیات مکتوب یافت نشد به دریاچه آتش افکنده گردید.
And then Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and warmongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
اما ترسندگان و بی‌ایمانان و مفسدان و قاتلان و زناکاران و جادوگران و بت‌پرستان و همه دروغگویان نصیب ایشان در دریاچه افروخته شده به آتش و گوگرد خواهد بود. این است مرگ دوم.
Yeah, and this verse makes clear
خیلی ساده
that even if you only would have lied,
اگه فقط دروغ گفته باشی و تنها گناهی که تو دنیا کردی فقط دروغ باشه,
you deserve to go to hell. That's enough.
حقت که به جهنم بری فقط به خاطر یک دروغ, حقت که به جهنم.
And of course we all have done the worst things than lying.
فکر میکنم خیلی بخوامون بیشتر از دروغ هم کارهای دیگه کردیم.
And again, most people you speak to directly get this.
و اکثر نفری که باشون صحبت میکنیم همه درک میکنن که مجازات گناه.
But again, if somebody struggles with that, you can go to some additional verses.
اگه باز کسی نتونست قبول کنه چند تا آیه بیشتر میتونی براش استفاده کنی که قبول کنه که مجازات گناه که در مورد جهنم صحبت
میکنه. Revelation 14:10-11.
مکاشفه 14:10-11.
Revelation 20:10.
مکاشفه 20:10.
Mark 9:43-48.
مرقس 9:43-48.
Again, why do we start with this? Because we want people to understand that they are in need of saving.
Now,
because we often speak with people from a Muslim background, I often tie in directly what their view is and why it doesn't work.
در مورد این صحبت میکنم که اعتقادشون چیه و چرا اعتقاد خودشون هست.
Because they think, hey, I can. I know I have bad works. Yeah.
میدونم کار بد کردم.
I know I've sinned.
میدونم گناه کردم. من قبول دارم گناه کردن و خدا وجود داره.
But what do they think?
اما چی فکر میکنن؟
They think they can do good works to compensate that.
کارهای خوبشون جایگزین کارهای بدشون.
Kind of balancing it out.
یه جوری مثلا اون ترازوی خوبه بالاتر بره تا بیشتر وزنش باشه تا بده.
Yeah, so I'll give the example of
از یک مثال دادگاهی صحبت
of a good judge that
قاضی عادل
will make sure that the criminals get punished.
وقتی عادل باشه کسی که گناه کرده کسی مجرمه باید جرم اون جرمش رو بده.
Yeah, that criminals do not go free because they had done some good works.
و بعد از اون اگر بری آزادش کنه اون دیگه عادل نیست.
Yeah, criminals should be judged for their crimes.
اون کسی که مجرمه باید محکوم بشه برای جرمش.
And of course God isn't good judge.
اون خدا خدای قاضی
عادل. And he will make sure every sin is punished.
و اون عدالتش مجبور همه گناهان ما رو مجازات کنه و جرمش مجازاتش رو اعلام کنه.
Yeah, not letting guilty sinners get away.
و اجازه نده یه گناهکار خیلی راحت از این موضوع
and this can just be a useful example to explain this to
people from
Muslim
backgrounds. کسایی که اعتقاد به اسلام دارن.
Yeah, we have that mindset that good works can do something for them.
کارهای خوبشون میتونه جایگزین کارهای بدشون باشه.
And most people get it directly when you share this example.
راحت با کسی که صحبت می‌کنی منطقی به نظرش میاد.
Yeah, so now we've explained the problem.
و مشکل رو گفتیم چه جوری خدا میتونه عادل باشه اگر قراره ببخشه.
So we should start to share the good news now.
و بعد شروع می‌کنیم خبر خوش رو.
Now it's clear why the other one is called good news.
چرا خبر خوشه؟ چون خدا هم میتونه عادل باشه.
And I'll start making the point of who Jesus is.
و نشاره میکنیم به این موضوع که عیسی مسیح کیست.
And we start with this verse from Romans again, Romans 5:8.
از کتاب رومیان 5:8 شروع میکنیم.
Yeah, but God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
اما خدا محبت خود را در ما ثابت می کند از اینکه هنگامی که ما هنوز گناهکار بودیم مسیح در راه ما مرد.
Now I like this verse.
من این آیه را خیلی دوست دارم.
Yeah, because it shows that God loves us.
چون نشون میده که خداوند.
And it also gives directly in bridge to start talking about that God came in the flesh.
و بعد اعلام میکنه که خدای ما جسد پوشید.
Yeah. How did God show his love with Christ dying?
چجوری خداوند محبتش رو نشون داد به ما با مرگ عیسی مسیح بر روی صلیب.
This is of course because Jesus Christ is God in the flesh.
خدایی بود که جسد پوشید.
And that's what I want to make clear.
و اینو میخوام آشکار کنم براتون.
Specifically to the people we speak with.
مخصوصاً با اون گروهی که معمولاً صحبت می‌کنیم در با گذشته و ایمان.
Because they do not believe.
چون ایمان ندارن.
Yeah, that Jesus is God or the son of God.
که عیسی مسیح خداوند یا پسر خداست.
Yeah. So go to 1 Timothy 3:16.
اول تیموتائوس 3 شون.
That's the next verse I will point to. First Timothy 3:16.
و به یقین راز دینداری عظیم است که خدا در جسم ظاهر شد و در روح تصدیق کرده شد و به فرشتگان دیده شد و به امتها واعظ شد و در دنیا ایمان آورده و به جلال بالا برده شد.
Yep. God was manifest in the flesh. It just spells it out. Yeah, and you can take them. You can take them to John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then the same chapter in verse 14 is that the Word came flesh. Yeah. Again, if people struggle with this,
اگر کسی باز مشکل داشت.
You can share some more verses.
میتونیم آیات بیشتری رو بشنویم.
Hebrews 1:8.
عبرانیان 1:8.
John 20:28.
یوحنا 20:28.
Colossians 2:9.
کلوسیان
2:9. But remember, if they don't want to believe you when you show them two or three clear scriptures.
دقت کنید. اگر با دو تا آیه ایمان نیاوردن.
They won't believe you if you share 5 or 10.
5 تا 10 تا بهشون بگی فایده نداره.
Now the next thing is I want to explain what Jesus has done. What has God done for us?
قدم بعدی اینه که بهشون نشون بدیم خداوند برامون چیکار
کرد. Burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
دفن و زنده شدن عیسی مسیح.
Now, one of the verses we can go to is actually the verse we already read from
1
Corinthians 15.
یکی از آیاتی که از اول قرنتیان 15 خوندیم میتونیم بهش اشاره کنیم.
Because it basically gives you the gospel.
که در حقیقت انجیل رو بهمون اعلام
کرد. And I might even change it again on our sheet because at the moment we're using 1 Peter 2:24.
اول پتروس 224
which is a great verse.
Who
his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. But by whose stripes you were healed.
که خود گناهان ما را در بدن خیش متحمل شد تا برای گناهان بمیریم و برای پارسایی زیست کنیم، همان که به زخم های شفا یافته ایم.
Yeah, so Jesus, who is God in the flesh, came to die on the cross for our sins. He was buried and rose again the third day. So we can have life.
Yeah.
1 John 2:2. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins, also for the sins of the whole world.
Now those you're talking to know Jesus. همه به بهشت نمیرن.
Yeah, so we have to explain what we should do to be saved.
که باید اعلام کنیم که چیکار باید بکنیم که نجات پیدا کنیم.
Now there's a perfect verse for that. It's Acts 16:30-31.
اعمال رسولان
Acts 16:30-31.
و ایشان را بیرون آورد و گفت ای آقایان من چه باید بکنم تا نجات یابم؟ گفتند به خداوند عیسی مسیح ایمان آور که تو و اهل خانه‌ات نجات خواهید یابد.
Yeah, this is a great verse because it simply asks the question.
سوالو پرسید و جواب داده.
What must I do to be saved?
خداوند من چی کار کنم تا نجات پیدا کنم؟
And of course the answer is believe the Lord Jesus Christ.
ایمان بیار به خداوند عیسی مسیح.
Emphasizing that it's by believing.
اشاره کردن به این موضوع که با ایمانه.
John 3:16.
یوحنا 3:16.
زیرا خدا جهان را اینقدر محبت نمود که پسر یگانه مولود خود را داد تا هر که بر او ایمان آورد
Again, emphasizing that it's whosoever believes. Yeah, it's not whosoever and goes to church, believes and goes to church. It's not whosoever believes and does good works. Yeah, it's whosoever believes. Yeah. Plus nothing, minus nothing. And this verse is also very nice because it directly explains what we receive.
Yeah,
when you believe, you shall not perish but have everlasting life. And now we can directly go into explaining what that means. And that will help you to make sure that they understand that salvation is by faith, by believing alone.
و فقط ایمان.
And that once we are saved, we cannot lose our salvation.
نجات پیدا کردی دیگه هیچ وقت نمیتونی نجات.
Now why do we need to make this point?
چرا باید این نکته رو بهشون اشاره کنی؟
Now the first one is of course to emphasize that it's by faith.
تاکید کردن به اینکه فقط از طریق ایمان.
Second is that many people
خیلی ها فکر میکنن
are stuck in a works-based religion.
مذهب عملشون گیر کردن.
Even people who claim the name of Christ.
حتی کسایی که نام مسیح رو میخونن هنوز اونجا گیرن.
Yeah, they believe in a false works-based gospel.
ایمان دارن به انجیلی
Which is another gospel.
Yeah.
Your salvation is not everlasting. You don't have everlasting life.
Yeah.
And it's not all Jesus. If you have to do things,
اگر همه اگر تو قدمی رو باید برداری، دیگه Jesus در مورد عیسی نیست، در مورد عیسی نیست. عیسی علاوه یه چیزیه.
And now it's dependent on your performance.
باز بستگی داره به رفتار تو و کار تو.
Yeah, that's why we need to explain this
to people. برای همین احتیاج داریم که توضیح
بدیم. Yeah, that they know there's nothing they can do to earn their salvation.
هیچ کاری نمیتونه بکنه که نجاتش رو
به دست بیاره. And there's nothing they can do.
هیچ کاری هم نمیتونه بکنه.
But they have to do to keep it.
که نجاتش رو نگه داره.
Yeah, it's a free gift, the Bible says.
حدیث مجانی
Ephesians 2:8-9 is a great verse for
that. یکی از زیباترین آیه هاست در موردش.
زیرا که به فیض نجات یافتید به وسیله ایمان و این از شما نیست بلکه بخشش خداست و نه از اعمال تا هیچ کس فخر نکند.
Yeah, by grace through faith, very clear.
با فیض از طریق ایمان. خیلی آشکار و روشن.
To make sure you're not going to get confused.
به خاطر اینکه شما
It's not of yourself.
دیگه به راستگی به شما نداره.
Yeah, then it says it's a free gift.
یک هدیه است مجانی.
It's a gift, yeah.
یک هدیه است.
Not of works.
از کار شما نیست.
Yeah, nobody will be able to boast before God why they are in heaven.
کسی نمیتونه مغرور باشه در مورد خداوند که چرا به
بهش. From different direction, it just states that hey, it's by believing.
که می‌رسیم از طریق ایمانه.
Yeah, we use a verse like John 10:28.
یوحنا 10:28.
Yeah, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
و من به آنها حیات جاودانی میدهم و تا به ابد هلاک نخواهند شد و هیچ کس آنها را از دست من نخواهد گرفت.
Yeah. Nobody can pluck you out of the hand of God.
هیچ کسی نمیتونه شما رو از دست
خداوند بگیره. Once he has you, then there's nothing that can change.
خداوند شما رو تو دستای خودش گرفت.
Oh, wait, what if I want to leave?
چیزی شما رو نمیتونه از دست خداوند بگیره. اگه من خواستم برم بیرون چی؟
Yeah, and I gave this example before.
این مثال قبلا دادم ولی علی شبیه.
I give my daughter a hand.
دست میدم به دخترم.
Okay, go.
دست خودت رو بچه‌مو گرفتم. برو. برو.
Go.
برو علی شبیه. برو دیگه.
You want to go?
میخوای بری برو.
She's not going anywhere. Why is she going anywhere?
چرا اینجا نمیره؟
Yeah, because I'm stronger.
بخاطر اینکه من قوی ترم.
Read verse 29 as well.
آیه 29 رو بخونید.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nice.
Read verse 29 as well.
29 رو بخونید.
10:29. John 10:29. Actually makes the point.
پدری که آنها را به من داد از همه بزرگتر است و کسی نمیتواند آنها را از دست پدر من بگیرد.
Yeah, it says he is greater than all. Yeah, he's stronger.
قوی تر از هر چیز. مهمتر بالاتر از هر چیز.
Yeah, nothing can take you out of his hand because he is all powerful.
نمیتونه شما از دست خداوند رو بگیرید. چون خدا پرقدرت تره. خدا از همه عظیم تره.
Sometimes people say, oh, but that means I can do whatever I want. I can sin
and
live however I want.
دلم خواست با هر کسافت کاری بکنم.
Yeah, if I cannot lose it, so.
یه نمیتونم دستش بدم.
Let's indulge in every sin I can think of.
جون هر چی دلم میخواد میتونم بکنم.
Of course, first of all, that's a wicked
thought.
But go to John 1:12.
اما یک دوازده یادتون نره. یوحنا یک دوازده.
و اما به آن کسانی که او را قبول کردند قدرت داد تا فرزندان خدا گردند، یعنی به هر که نام و او و ایمان آورد.
Yes. So I tell them that we become the sons.
ما شدیم فرزندان خدا.
Of God. Now God is a good father.
خدا پدریست نیکو.
And the Bible says that God corrects his children.
و خداوند تنبیه میکنه بچه‌هاش.
Yeah, he chastens every son he
receives. هر فرزندی رو که داره تنبیه میکنه.
Yeah, when I my children misbehave.
وقتی بچه‌های من بد رفتار میکنن.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen?
فکر میکنی چه اتفاقی میفته؟
They get kutak.
Kutak.
And they look at me, but
نگاه میکنن.
Yeah, but that's what happens. Why do I do that?
چرا این کارو میکنم؟
Because I like to give kutak. No.
فکر میکنم کتک دادن لذت میبرم.
No, I want them to go right.
میخوام بچه‌هام درست بزرگ بشن.
Yeah, so I correct them so they go on the right path.
که به مسیر درست پیش برن.
God will in the same way God will deal with his children.
و در همین روشم خداوند با بچه‌هاش اینجوری.
Yeah, you set out to become this rebellious child. Okay.
اگه تو قرار بشی اون بچه‌ای که همیشه با من می‌جنگی.
You have an angry father now.
پدری عصبانی خواهید داشت که هر روزه به تو جواب بده.
That corrects you.
که تحسیت میکنه.
Yeah, and that wants you to go right and be blessed.
و خداوند میخواد که تو به سمت درست بری و برکت بگیری.
Yeah. So if you've come this far in sharing the gospel.
اگه تو به اینجا رسیدی و به انجیل
رسیدی. You basically explain everything to them what they need to know to get saved.
چیزی که لازم داره بدونه برای نجات رو بهش گفتی.
Of course you could use different verses.
On
the sheets there are several suggestions for all the verses you can use.
Yeah,
but start doing it like this.
اینها نکته ها رو فراموش نکنید و حتما بگید. و وقتی آروم شدی که تونستیم بشارت بدی
use some other verses, that's
not
a problem.
دیگه هم اضافه کنیم.
Yeah, but we need to have a good basis.
اما بدونین که با کدوم آیه استفاده کنیم و همیشه از آیه
استفاده کنیم. And we must use the Bible. That is,
همیشه
that really
از کلام استفاده کنیم و تفاوت زیادی ایجاد میکنه.
How much time am I going to spend on each point?
برای هر یه نکته چند دقیقه وقت بذاریم؟
And the answer to that is simply as much as needed.
تا زمانی که لازم داره.
Yeah, these first two points normally are very quick.
دو تا نکته اولش خیلی سریع انجام میشن.
But it should be because everybody we speak to, almost everybody.
اکثر کسایی که باشون صحبت میکنیم already knows those points. اکثر کسایی که صحبت میکنیم
they know they've sinned against God. They know they deserve to be punished by God.
میدونن که لایق مجازات خداوند هستن.
But if somebody turns out to be confused about that,
یه نفر اگه گیج میشه در مورد
we take some more time.
چند تا وقت دیگه
yeah, so it's just wherever somebody struggles or doesn't understand, we take a little more time to explain it.
اگه کسی مشکل داشته باشه درک نکنه یه مقدار بیشتر وقت میذاریم با آیات دیگه.
You might think, okay, now they can pray and ask God to save them. No. I always want to make sure that they understood what I told them.
اول مطمئن بشم درک کرده اون چیزی که من بهش گفتم.
I first am going to ask some questions back.
چند تا سوال ازشون میپرسم که مطمئن شم واقعا ایمانم.
It's a very simple question.
سوالای خیلی ساده است که واقعا مطمئن شی که ایمانم.
The first one will be, do you believe you have sinned against God?
آیا ایمان داری که بر ضد خدا گناه کردی؟
And if they say, no, not for sure, I'm quite good. Okay. You need to go back and show some more scriptures.
آیاتی بیشتری بهش نشون بدی تا مطمئن شی واقعا درک کنی که گناه
کردی. Or do you believe that God
آیا ایمان داری خداوند گناهان ما رو مجازات میکنه و ما رو به جهنم میبره؟
Okay, so yes. Then the next question. Do you believe what God has done for you?
آیا ایمان داری؟ God came in the flesh in a person. کاری رو که برات کرده. خداوندی که جس پوشید شکل عیسی مسیح اومد در میان ما ساکن شد.
He died on the cross, was buried, and rose again.
مرد مرگ و دوباره زنده شد.
So you can be forgiven. He paid the price for you.
بخشیده بشی و مجازات گناهان رو به تو بده. آیا تو ایمان داری؟
Oh, so yes. Okay.
بله.
Now, what do you think you need to do to be saved? And I make it like that. What do you think you need to be saved? If they will say, oh, believing on Jesus Christ, okay, that's the right answer. If they start saying, okay, yeah, believing in Jesus Christ and living a good life, you need to get back. You need to explain more that it's by faith alone. And the last check is like, once you're saved, is anything you can do to lose that salvation? And I said, no. Okay. Now you're in place, if you have all the right answers,
yeah,
they believe the right thing now.
همه چیزهای درست رو درک کردم قبول کردم.
Then we get to the next step.
و بعد میریم به قدم بعدی.
Which I call landing the plane.
که بهش میگم هواپیما رو نشوندن.
My goal is to get somebody saved right there and then.
همونجا به همون دقیقه یک نفر ایمان بیاره.
If they believe these things.
اگه ایمان آورد به اون چیزا.
If this is why then okay. Go tell God. I've pointed you to the physician.
من گفتم دکترت کیه.
Who can heal you?
کی میتونه شفات بده؟
Yeah. Go and ask him to heal you. Yeah, I don't want to do say, oh, you just think about it. No, I want to not push them, but hey, tell them, hey, we can pray right now. And tell God that you believe these things and ask him to save you. Yeah, then I show them Romans 10, 9 and 10. Yeah, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart men believe it unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
زیرا اگر به زبان خود عیسی خداوند را اعتراف کنی و در دل خود ایمان آوری که خدا او را از مردگان برخیزانید، نجات خواهی یافت. چون که به دل ایمان آورده می شود برای عدالت و به زبان اعتراف می شود به جهت نجات.
And tell them, I can help you pray.
میتونم کمکت کنم که دعا کنی.
Ask God to save you.
از خداوند بخوای که نجات بدی.
Yeah, because a lot of people aren't comfortable with praying to God. They don't know what to say.
چی بگن، چی جوری دعا کنن. اولین قدمش.
Just pray with me.
با من دعا کن.
Yeah, just repeat after me.
بعد از من بگو.
Yeah, because they have to ask.
ولی اون باید اعلام کنه. اون باید اعتراف کنه.
But I want to help them.
و اگه لازم به کمکش.
And it is not one specific prayer.
یه دعای مخصوص نیست. هر جوری بخوای میتونی هدف دعا کنی.
It's a very simple prayer. Just.
ولی دعای ساده است. نکتهش مهمه.
Saying what we just stated, what they believe.
تا ایمانی رو که داره رو اعلام کنی.
I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to go to hell.
میدونم که حقم به مجازات بوده.
But Jesus, I believe what you.
اما عیسی مسیح ایمان داره.
Have done for me that you died on the cross, rose again.
و بر روی صلیب مردی و دوباره
زنده شدی. Please save me right now.
همین الان مرا نجات بده.
I'm all interested in you.
و فقط به تو اعتماد دارم خداوند.
Yeah, and that can be a little different words. But it's them making the effort to go to God and say, God, save me.
Now,
there are some people that criticize that we pray with people. And they accuse us of, oh, you are like 1, 2, 3, repeat after me, and then you call people saved. Now, is that what we do? Yeah, is we just walk up to people and say, repeat this prayer? No, we take a lot of time to explain the gospel clearly. And then we just encourage them to do what the Bible says they should do. Yeah. In Romans 10, 9 and 10. Yeah, with the mouth, confession is made into salvation. And of course, they can do this at home. They don't need to be with you to do that. And sometimes they're not completely 100% sure. And
it says,
I want to think about it.
And then
that's fine. That's up to them. Yeah, but I want to make sure that I have done a good job. That they have the opportunity to actually believe the gospel. Because they have now understood the gospel. And then it's in their hands. Yeah, so what are the three steps to get somebody saved? First, starting the conversation. Yeah, getting people to the point you can share the gospel. Step two. Sharing the gospel. Yeah. Getting them to understand these basic points. Yeah, what Jesus is, what he has done for us. Sin, the consequence of sin. And then what you need to do to get saved and have lasting life.
And
then we land the plane. Yeah, we help them to ask God to save them. Yeah, and this is how we share the gospel. How we get somebody saved. This is what you do as a soul winner.
And
this is what you should all do or all strive to be able to do. Like I said last week, joining is the easiest way of learning this. Just be part of it. Listen to others do it.
گوش بدیم به یه نفر که این کارو
کرده. Yeah, we have these sheets with all the verses on them.
آیایی رو داریم که در موردش هست. دارم براتون کاغذ‌ها که کمکتون
کنه. Yeah, it's been taught from the pulpits.
جلوی کلیسا بهتون درس داده شده.
You can ask the questions if you have them.
اگه سوال رو داشته باشی میتونی بپرسی.
Yeah, because you will get questions you cannot answer.
بعضی وقتا هم سوالی هست که نمیتونی جواب بدی. مینویسی و دوباره بهشون جواب میدی. هیچ اشکالی نداره.
But that's not a problem. That's an opportunity for you to learn.
موقعیتی است که شما بیشتر یاد بگیری. موقعیتی است که
Yeah, become a soul winner.
و بشین
سیاد جانها start showing people the way that leads to life.
و نشون بدیم به بقیه برای نجات چه کاری رو
برای the Bible says he that winneth souls is wise.
هر کسی که جسم یه نفر رو نجات میده حکمت داره.
Amen.